How y'all feeling tonight? Good? Give yourself a hand for being here, supporting this. My name is Jeep Ward. I'm a DJ. I live a crazy ass life. And I'm about to tell you how crazy it is. I'm a really good guy, but I can be a shit sometimes. And about 2.5 years ago, I was dating this girl. We've been together for about 18 months, and things were going really well. You know, I pretty much was on track, figuring, you know, this was going to be the person who I was going to get married to and everything. But, you know, I had recently left my job at the time and started DJing only in the clubs, DJing like 3-4 nights a week. And, you know, it was cool. And one of the shows that I did was in Danbury, at a place called Cousin Larry's, rest its soul. And I was performing in a group that was called New World Side Order. And we perform in gas masks and Tyvek suits. And we're from the future where the air is so noxious, all you can do to be able to consume this air is wear a gas mask and drink 40s. It's a good premise for a rap group. So I'm performing at this event, and you know, we do this and that, and I notice there's a girl in the crowd who's taking a lot of flicks, pictures. Sorry, I'm gonna use some slang. Sorry. And so she's taking a lot of flicks of us, and you know, it seems like she knows what she's doing. She's, you know, posing and doing this and that. It seems like she knows what she's doing. So after I take off the Tyvek suit and everything, I'm like, hey, I'd love it if you could send me some of those photos. And she was like, whatever. And so I was like, all right, cool. And at the end of the night, I'm getting a water at the bar, and I noticed the girl who takes the photos, and I was like, oh, hey, we got into a conversation, you know, seemed like a really nice person. So I gave her my card and was like, hey, do you think you can get me those photos? I'd really be interested in it. And so she said, sure, no problem. Next thing, I wake up at 9 a.m. the next day, photos are in my inbox. I'm like, damn, this girl's on top of her shit. So I sent her an email back, just sort of being, you know, trying to be a nice guy. I was like, hey, thanks for getting these photos to me so fast. You know, I owe you a coffee or whatever. So we ended up going out for coffee, and we ended up making out. And so it was not cool. And so I was like, okay, whatever. You know, no problem. We ended up hanging out again. Have sex, and so it sort of becomes like a regular thing. And at this point, my girlfriend and I are, you know, sort of made a deal of like, you know, if we're gonna hang out, we want to hang out and have quality time. So it's like, if I have to get up early and do my radio show or something like that, we're just not gonna hang out, because there's no point in, you know, me coming in at 10 o'clock. We hang out for an hour and just basically just go to sleep. So I sort of had like a clear schedule in certain days to be able to hang out with somebody else. So I sort of took advantage of that, and you know, in talking with this other woman, I was like, "So, like, do you work? What are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm going to grad school in the fall up in Rochester." And I was like, "Man, dodging a bullet there! How lucky could this be? Have a straight summer of love, and see you later." So. So, you know, as things progress, one thing that I'm leaving out is the other woman also thinks that we're in a monogamous, committed relationship as well. So as things progress, you know, she's like, oh, I love you. And I'm like, oh, great, this is not good. So, you know, when it gets closer to time she's going to go away to grad school, she's like, hey, you know, we should talk about us. And I was like, well, what is there to talk about? You're going to Rochester and I live in Bridgeport. That doesn't seem like a good basis for a relationship now, does it? And so, you know, she cried and we went out to a nice dinner and whatever. And then she went away to Rochester and somehow managed to worm her way back into my life. And I ended up having a long distance relationship while having a very short distance, my girlfriend at the time being skateboard distance from my house. So I managed to have this happen, And I started thinking to myself, and over the course of the summer, I know all this is wrong, and it's like I'm having these foxhole prayers of like, fuck, if I can get out of this, man, like, oh, you know, every time I'm doing my savasana at the end of my yoga, I'm like, please let me get out of this without anybody getting hurt. So, anyway, we start having this long distance thing, and I started sort of ruminating on like, how do things spiral out of control? And you're thinking to yourself, like, God damn, like, how does it spiral out of control? And I was thinking about this guy who I heard at This American Life about cryogenics, and, you know, you don't know, because it's happening, and you don't really see the long view of it, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, it's okay to, like, keep three dead bodies in this little thing and seal it up with a blowtorch. That's cool. I'll fix it at some point. And that's exactly how I felt. I was like, if I can just, you know, get through this evening of fantastic fun with my mistress, I'll say no more after. And no more didn't happen. So, flash forward to Thanksgiving, where I'm out in San Francisco visiting my sister along with my girlfriend. We had a really great time in San Francisco visiting with my sister and her boyfriend, and it's about 3 hours before we're supposed to take a six-hour flight nonstop all the way back to New York. And I had been texting with the other woman while my girlfriend was sleeping. Yes, horrible, I know. And so we had been texting, and I put the phone down and went and was washing dishes in my sister's kitchen when, bang! My phone hits me in the head, and I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like, what the fuck is this? And points out all these texts that were a little bit graphic. So I was like, I came clean. And she's like, you know, I never want to see you again, blah, blah, blah. And so I go downstairs because we're supposed to go out and get tasty burritos with my sister and her boyfriend before we get on our flight. And I come downstairs just as they're approaching and they're like, hey, is your girlfriend coming out? And I said, no, she won't be joining us. Because I decided to be sleeping with somebody else for the last 6 months. And so my sister obviously is like, you're a fucking asshole, and then goes upstairs to console my girlfriend. Where I'm sitting outside, and I had quit smoking at this time, and I'm sitting outside and feverishly smoking cigarettes, and I keep getting texts or calls from the other woman, and I'm like, nah, not now, not now, not now. All of a sudden I get a text being like, pick up your fucking phone, asshole. And I was like, huh, that's odd. So I call her and I'm like, hey, what's happening? And she's like, hey, so apparently while I was downstairs feverishly smoking cigarettes, my girlfriend went on Facebook, looked up the other woman, sent her an email saying, hey, I'm Jeep's girlfriend in the last 2 years. Who the fuck are you? And so basically the situation blew up possibly in the worst possible scenario ever. And then I had to suffer through 6 hours of a flight home, and then a drive back from the airport, and then a drive up to Rochester after DJing till 5 a.m. to pick up my shit from this girl's house and come back home, and then have my girlfriend at the time say, yeah, you know, I thought I was going to be able to work it out, but I can't. And to this day, I'm always haunted by what both of them said through tears, which is, I hate you! I hate you so much! And that's why love hurts.